If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke være lam.
If you've got diabetes,
hvis du har sukkersyke,
with the doctors, it's impossible.
Men for legen umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus, it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han har bedre.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg syn.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three, in the name of Jesus,
I Jesu navn,
I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
Kids, we made it. We're here. We're doing this. Finally. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be so late. I had got held up with a day job and traffic, and then I thought I was never getting in this building. Hey, it's 8:30, kids, and we are here until 10 o'clock. And if you're just tuning in wondering what's going on, this is your one and only Dark Entries Goth Radio. This is your weekly source, South Carolina's only weekly source, actually, for the best in goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, post-punk, horror talk, and as we creep ever closer to All Hallows Eve, it's full on summer here in South Carolina. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but it's about a million trillion thousand degrees outside. As we get into the season that I call Halloween's dress rehearsal, you can give me a call. It's 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WUSC. And also, you can hit me up on the Twitter at Dark Entries DJD and join in on the Facebook discussion that's kicked off right now. So I got some good stuff for you on the show tonight. I'm not going to waste any more time. We'll be back in just a little bit. But as of right now, we're starting things off with some live stuff in Clan of Zymox. It's 135 days until Halloween, kids. And this is Dark Entries Goth Radio.
So is a song by Lou Reed. It's called Kill Your Sons. And it has something to do with last night and tonight. Anyway, I thank Lou Reed, a good friend of mine, I hope, somewhere in New York right now.
We are you two.
Kids, starting the show off for first little sit and hit some live stuff from Clan of Zymox with A Day. Live Christian Death after that from the Iconology album that I play off of quite a bit on the show, actually, with a track called Kill Your Sons, covering Lou Reed. And that kind of led into a little bit of a Father's Day theme set, since it's happening tomorrow, which led me into Pet. So we just heard with a track called Fatherland from, as far as I know, the only album they ever put out, also called Pet. Great little band. I don't know whatever, they just kind of came and went. They were produced by Tori Amos, actually, kind of discovered by them and by her, and appeared on one of the Crow soundtracks. I want to say, I think it was, yeah, the second movie. There was one track off that album that was on that soundtrack. Probably only the only redeemable thing about that movie, actually, was some of the songs in the soundtrack and the fact that Iggy Pop showed up. But, we'll pretend that didn't happen. Or any of the other sequels after that. Ever tell you guys about when I met James O'Barr? Yeah, don't meet your idols, kids. I guess he would have been sort of an idol of mine when I was about 14. I'm not going to go into the story. I've told before, and we're running kind of short on time anyway. But yeah, not cool, not cool guy at all. He wasn't very nice to me or anyone else in line. Actually, I don't know. I caught him on a bad day. O'Barr's kind of a D. Anyway, Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio here until 10 o'clock. We got a really quick, dirty show tonight because I was a little bit late. We got about an hour and a half. I can't believe we got Words of Wisdom coming up at 9 and whatever else I can squeeze in the next hour and a half, which is good because I was kind of like a little bit underprepared for tonight, not 100%, but I didn't quite have the playlist put together the way I wanted it. But I think I've got just enough to knock out this hour and a half of, and probably then some. Coming up with the show, we got some Expo Deutschland. Later stuff from them, actually, from the last album they put out, which I never ever play anything from. I tend to stay away from English lyriced Exma Deutschland, but we'll do it tonight just because I never do, because I feel like I should give that, you know, some of the later albums some attention. What else we got coming on? Going back to the early discography of Modern English, actually, the first album, we're going to have something from them. They're on tour, actually, just I think were on tour recently. Yeah, they were like around here. I want to say Atlanta. I think I could be wrong about that, but I think they were in Atlanta in like April, and I'm really ticked that I actually missed it. I guess I can't complain too much. I'm seeing The Cure next weekend, so, you know, that's going to be the best show of the year. We've got some Ghost Dance coming up. Still brand new stuff from Pighead Dog, which is a band that actually played a couple weeks ago, made up of Bubs Rubella, who, as I said, the last time I played him, is actually a guy that is sort of a fixture of the music scene here in Columbia, and who used to be in a band with me a long time ago, and a really talented guy. So I'm going to have some stuff from his new band coming up that I played a couple weeks ago, actually. What else we got? Fields of the Nephilim, we're going to get some System Sin in there, possibly. Lorica Bone, Crispy Ambulance, going to have some post-punk stuff. And some surprises I don't want to talk about because I don't want to spoil them. Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie coming up. Maybe some other like Charlie-related stuff coming up also. We're about to hear from Squeaky, who knows. And also Damsel in the Dollhouse, which is a band that I actually sort of discovered in the week. So that's all going to be coming up on the show tonight, kids. 803-576-9872 is the number to call for your request, or you can hit me up on the Twitter at DarkEntriesDJD and join in on the Facebook discussion. But to continue the sort of Father's Day theme that we have going right now, here's a little one of my favorite bands of all time ever in the history of ever, Virgin Prunes. Come sit steady. Love is lost and far away. My love is further on the edge.
close quarters, night's calling under blood red sky. This madness starts burning, the victim of a strange desire.
Soundtrack, of course. Dinner is in the oven. I've talked about when I met Stephen Jeffries before at the convention. A couple times, actually. I met him two or three times. And the last one, the next day after it was all over, and I was down at the hotel, a hotel restaurant, in the morning, getting breakfast. I was about to go to a Q&A with Doug Bradley, and looked over, and there's Stephen Jeffries. There's Little Evil Ed sat in the corner, like eating incredibly overpriced bacon that I just had. $17, by the way, for that breakfast. What was available? Bacon and some hard biscuits. That was it. Didn't even get the drink in. The orange juice was extra. I think the coffee or whatever. They wouldn't even throw that in. There he is, sat there by himself, wearing a little ball cap, nibbling on this bacon, just hoping nobody comes and sits next to. Of course, I didn't, but I kind of wanted to. Of course, you want to, but you're not going to. But yeah, I'm not that bad. But I did mention to him the next, like later on in the day, after things kind of got started, because it was early in the morning. Later in the day, I came by his table again. I was like, hey, how about that bacon? It was. I never thought in my life ever I'd be asking Evil Ed about how the bacon was. He's a little awkward in real life, by the way. He's not too far off from Ed. I mean, he's a little standoffish. Maybe it's just me. I think a freak Sid Haig out. I made Sid Haig uncomfortable for sure when I met him. He asked him something. I can't remember what it was, but I remember him looking at like these girls that were standing nearby, and he kind of looked at them and kind of gave him a look, like a side eye look, like he was kind of like motioned toward me, like what's up with this guy? I can't remember. It was something about a tattoo or something. I can't remember what I asked him. It was something, I don't know, probably vaguely inappropriate. But, yeah, anyway. If you see the picture, if you've ever seen the picture I posted up of me and Sid Haig sitting next to each other, he looks incredibly uncomfortable. He has a look on his face like, get me out of here. I don't know what in the world I could have ever said to Sid that could have made him uncomfortable. I don't know. But I thought it was pretty polite. But anyway. All right. Let's get this thing going. Dark Interest Goth Radio is on your radio. We started things off with some stuff from Clan of Zymox, of course. In the last set there, we had kind of going more into our, not really our Father's Day set, but sort of a parent relation thing. We kicked it off with the main theme to Terrorvision. The reason I threw that in there was because that goes out to Chris Santiago. So that goes out to you again from your mother. So with love. So things are going well. Rocky Erickson after that with Night of the Vampire. And we were just talking about another thing. Ipsy and I were talking about how he said the exact same thing that I was thinking, and the reason why I threw it in there was because lately in the last few weeks I've been more of in a pre-Halloween mood than I ever have been. Like, I'm really, really feeling Halloween right now. I just really want the fall to hurry up and get here. And I just kind of, like, feel it in the air. I don't know, even though it's a few months away. But when I worked at the haunted house, like, years ago, I worked at a haunted house for, like, 6 years, we would start building our rooms in July. That's when we actually started working on the house, because that's how long it took to actually get the rooms built and everything, you know, in place. And of course, we were tweaking things all the way up to the opening night. But that's kind of like July to me is sort of like the opening act to like Halloween. Like, that's when I really start getting amped for it. So, and we're getting there, kids. We're getting there. We're what, 12 days away or something? I don't know. So, yeah, so I'm kind of like really in that mood. He summed it up perfectly. Like, it is that track, the Rocky Erickson Night of the Vampire track, really is kind of like a perfect sort of like sort of getting amped up track for it. Ian Hunter after that, of course, from Friday Night with A Good Man and a Bad Time. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio on 90.5 WSC FM Columbia, and we got Words of Wisdom coming up in just a minute, and we're going to get to a pretty interesting set. We're going to knock out a couple cool tracks, do something really interesting with those, and probably going to finish things up with sort of a post-punky, sort of older track, older set, where we're going to throw some French Cold Wave in there and whatever else I feel like throwing in by in the second hour, and maybe some industrial as well. So, unfortunately, I can't stay late tonight. I've actually got to get right out of here, like, at the stroke of 10. I got to run off because I got family in town, but I am going to try to squeeze as much as I possibly can while we're still here. Kids, Words of Wisdom is coming up right after this.
On the road again. Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
Hi, this is John Lithgow, the author of several children's books, including one about manatees. When not doing my part for the ocean's gentle giants, I listen to WUSC, FM, and HD1 Columbia.
What's your station ID?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hi, this is Kim Deal from the Pixies, and you're listening to WUSC 90.5.
And this I know, his teeth is white as snow. What a gas it was to see him walk her every day into a shady place.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. The eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked. Groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened.
Play rock!
And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
Do you consider the idea of being released? Do you want to be released from prison?
Released? I just want to be left alone, and I'd like to have my own will back to where I could do what I want to do. I would be content and satisfied with the rights that my fathers died for. It's just simple. It was all written down in 1776. It was laid out just as beautiful as just God had done it. You know, and everybody wants to find a God somewhere, man, and we got people landing on the moon. My goodness. You know, it's like one guy come up and said, my God quarried a 3,200 stone and lifted it up over these mountains and set it perfectly in place. I said, oh, yeah, you got a big God. I said, now look up there at that 747. I said, now that's more than 3,200 tons, and it's not only set in perfect place, it's flying around the world. So, I mean, how far would you have to go before you see God? You know, you see space shuttles, and you say God, you know, and these guys are still down here worshiping something that some medieval torture chamber was doing, you know. And nailing people to boards and things and calling it God. You know, I don't... See, that world, I dismissed that world a long time ago. Really, I have. You know, I dismissed it. It's gone from my mind. I don't even... You know, it comes over and says, you pay me some attention. I say, no. Or you accept our God as being the God. I say, all right, I'll accept anything. You know, now can I get on with my business? You know, they said, well, we want you to, I said, okay, man, you know, you're all right. I accept everything you say. You think everything's perfect. All right, you guys go your way. Can I leave now? You know, and they said, no, we want to hold you. I said, why? Because we want to pick arguments with you and throw fire on you and drag you up and down the hallways and blame you for everything we don't understand and everything we don't know. You know, I said, hey, look, I said, sit down and I'll explain it to you. How simple and childish it is. You all grew up. I didn't. You all grew up and I did it. I watched you all grow up and I said, wow, Paul, you get old and you lose your teeth, your hair falls out, you get fat, you know, and you pay yourself to do all kinds of crazy little things. And I have no judgments against your world, only what is. But you guys have always, I was going to say you know, I'm talking about the system, has always put his judgments over on me, trying to make me into something that you could relate to. But you can't relate to me.
Soon.
we're talking, kids. Now we're talking. Sub Rosa with Beneath the Crown on your Dark Entries Gallows Radio. And, man, what do we got? Half an hour? Jeez. Wow. It's ticking by. At last set there, we had some stuff from... well, we kicked it off with our Words of Wisdom with Udice with Maltreatment. That was the underlying track there. That led into some Damsel in the Dollhouse with Villain. This is a band I discovered in the week. Good stuff there. And Sub Rosa's we just heard with Beneath the Crown. I am DJD, and you are listening to South Carolina's only source, weekly source, of goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, post-punk, psychobilly, industrial, every creepy thing that crawled out of the grave and into your ear holes as we creep ever closer to All Hallows Eve. We have half an hour left in the show. If you want to give me a call, it's 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WSC. Some stuff happened in the horror scene. I can't really drop any names because nothing's been finalized yet, but I've been talking to quite a few folks about upcoming interviews, and they're people you've heard of, mostly people in the involved in horror films. And I can't really mention anything yet because nothing's solidified, but I'm going to have some cool stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. I mean, the next couple of months. If all this works out, trust me, kids, tune in. It's going to be interesting. Retro Ghouls and Shocks is in effect if you've been following that. I've recently posted up a three-parter thing of my my visit to Mad Monster Party in March. There were three posts. I had to split up between all three just because it was going to be so long I couldn't really get into one. So check that out, Retro Ghouls and Shocks. You'll see all three parts of that. That's the last thing up. Coming up, I'm going to be talking about some stuff that happened at the visit to Winston-Salem a couple weeks ago where I was hanging out with Bill from Veggie Macabre and... Brian of Review of the World and Ben of Juggernaut's Cave. All of us hung out and consumed Ecto Cooler and all sorts of other things and got up to no good. Visited Old Salem and, oh man, I could sit here for half an hour just talking about Old Salem. I want to move to Old Salem. I want to move to the proper Salem, but Old Salem will do in a pinch. It is so incredibly cool, guys. And visited the gift shop, got some stuff. I kind of wish I would have picked up the little book that you could find that I found about how to build small coffins. I kind of wish I would have gotten that. That was really cool. I did take a picture of it, though. And I got some stuff from the gift shop, mostly food. I got some weird, funky-flavored spreads and preserves and things. And also some coffee. Two different flavors of coffee. One is called just Colonial Coffee, and it's honestly some of the best coffee I've ever had in my life. Like, this stuff is amazing. But I'm going to be writing a whole post about that, about my visit there. The whole place is a giant time warp. It's absolutely amazing. And just probably a good series of posts are going to come out of that. Some good stuff went down that weekend. Then we're going to get into this massive, massive summer project I've got planned for the whole summer where I'm going to delve very, very deep into Gialli and, like, Giallo horror, which I'm excited about it. I'm kind of dreading it at the same time because it's going to get deep. And it's going to take up, like, all the rest of the summer. Like, it's going to take up all of July and most of August. I'm going to taper off somewhere around the end of August because I want to start counting down to Halloween. Plus, I'll be back in school then, and I just won't have time to devote to it. But it's going to be interesting. So all that's coming up. Also, what do we got? I guess you could say this horror. If you guys who follow this, I don't know how much you guys are into Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, the YouTube series, but it's one of my favorite things in the world, has been for a while, but there are five parts to this. I'm not even going to go into it, but you just have to watch they're all fairly short, they're all just a few minutes long, but yeah, just if you don't know what it is, just go to YouTube, just put in Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, and watch all five parts, preferably in order. There's a little bit of a continuity to it, not too much, but they're all pretty much standalone, but they make references to previous ones if you watch them in order, so that's all I got to say. I'm not even going to tell you what this is if you don't know. You just need it in your life, trust me. It'll help you get creative. And, yeah. Do. Are you hungry? Lots of people get hungry. Do. All right. tune in to our new web series. DJD sings the songs from the Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared series. That's it. That's the whole show for the next half an hour. I'm just singing the songs from the thing. Get creative. Scrub, scrub, scrub till the water's brown. All right. Hey, let's do a show, kids. Let's get it on. We got some sort of post-punkish type stuff. We got some French Cold Wave coming up. And we got some, coming up the next set, we got some Exxon Deutschland, some Ghost Dance, and some newer stuff that all just came out. I'm not going to waste more time. Modern English off the first album. Here's a little track called Just a Thought. On Dark Entries. It'll make your gums go gray, radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
kids are depressed. Because this is the end of the show. Almost. Started to set off there with some stuff from, you know what? It's not the end. Oh, I totally lied. Sorry. We have one more proper song, and then we're going to come back and do some Rocky Horror. But anyway, the set there we kicked it off with some stuff from Modern English. Of course, first album with a track called Just a Thought. X-Mod Deutschland after that with When Devils Come. I will never ever get used to, like, Anja Huva singing in English. I just can't. It's nice and all, but I just can't grasp it. And Ghost Dance after that with A Deeper Blue, of course, featuring Anne-Marie Hurst. Back-to-back, two of my favorite... I think if I was ever stuck on a deserted island, you know, harem kind of situation, girls. So, yeah. I'm just saying, there is nothing to me, like, almost nothing more... How do I want to put this? Kids, cover your ears. Nothing gets the crank turned more than just take a look on YouTube. Look it up. I was talking about this with somebody earlier in the week. X-Mod Deutschland and the Orient, the live Orient show. The live show where they play Orient the song. Anyway, look that up on YouTube. Just play just that track, that performance of that song, and about the first 20, 30 seconds in, she goes into like this little shimmy. And when Anja Huva, like, does a little shimmy and just looks at you with those big eyes, that's... And then just screams at you in German. Oh, Lord. Anyway, sorry, it's getting a little warm in here. Let's see. Ghost Dance after that, of course, featuring Anne-Marie Hurst, another super babe from back then. And Gestalt after that goes out to Ipsy with Duzi Amalpa. Crispy Ambulance is what we just heard just now with Are You Ready? And we're getting ready to get out of here, actually. I got one more proper track, and then we're going to do some Rocky Horror. And I've got to go because I've actually got to get on the other side of town. I'm not going to waste more time. Thanks for tuning in, guys. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to play this one last proper track, and then we're going to do Rocky Horror and get out. I'm not going to talk again. I'm going to go ahead and say my goodbyes right now. Check me out on RetroGhoulsAndShocks.com, soon to be RetroGhouls.com, by the way. I'm actually going to change the title. So RetroGhoulsAndShocks.com to see my recent coverage of the Mad Monster Party and also some really cool stuff got come up with the summer. Check out the podcast for tonight's show and all the shows at DarkEntriesGothRadio.podbean.com. You can find every recorded show that exists uploaded right now, and I'll have tonight's show uploaded probably sometime on Monday. If you have a band you want to get in touch with me, you can do that at darkentriesgothradio@gmail.com. Hit me on the Twitter at darkentriesdjd and on the Faceplace at, well, Faceplace, Dark Entries, whatever the heck. So that's it. I'm out of here, and we're going to do one more proper track. This is Pighead Dog, local band here right here in Columbia, featuring Bubs Rubella, who I've mentioned before, who actually used to be in a band with me way a million years ago, and who was kind of a presence here in town. So give me just one second here. Really great if we actually cue the song up. That'd be nice. Just cue the song up, DJ. That's all I gotta do. Just cue it up. Just cue it up. Jesus, come on. Just play the... Hey, there we are. Okay. Pighead Dog right now with In the Mouth of Slugs. We'll come back right after that. Gonna play some Rocky Horror Picture Show with a track called Eddie that goes out to Meatloaf. Hope he gets better soon. And then that's the end of the show, kids. So I'm saying my goodbyes right now. I will see you in 2 weeks, kids. I won't be here next week. Probably. Don't know. Not sure yet. Maybe. Actually, you know what? I probably will. We'll talk about it next week. All right. Happy Father's Day, kids. See you next week. We'll be right back.
from the day he was born. He was trouble. He was the thorn in his mother's side. She tried in vain, but he never caused her nothing but shame. He left home the day she died. From the day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll porn. On the motorbike, shooting up the junk, was a low-down, cheap little punk, taking everyone for a ride.
Well, and he said he didn't like his daddy, and no, he was a no-good kid. But then he threatened your life with a swift slave knife.
What a guy!
Makes you cry.
And I did.
Everybody shoved him. A very
must have been drawn into something, making him warn me in a note which reads,
"What you say? What you say?
I'm out of my head. Oh, hurry, or I may be dead. They mustn't carry out their evil deeds."
Yeah! And he said he didn't like his daddy. He knew he wasn't no good kid.
And I did.
Well, he said he didn't like his daddy. You knew he was a no good kid. But then he threatened your life with a switchblade knife.
What a god.
Makes you cry.
And I did.